Congratulations goes out to Maverick Schwabe of the Kember Boys Golf Team as he advances yesterday as an individual to the State Boys Golf Tournament. Schwabe finished up with a 73 yesterday to win medalist honors at the district held out at the Carroll Country Club. The Knights as a team would finish in third with a 326. Grundy Center won it with a 303. The other team to advance was Osage. They shot a 322. Caden Schoen did shoot an 85 as well for Kemper. For South Central Calhoun, they were at that district as well with two players. Justin Hank shot an 87. Brian Steig finished up with a 91. Now, the Carroll Tigers headed over to the Spencer Golf and Country Club yesterday in Class 3A. Tigers would finish up in fifth place with a 341. Bryce Burlaw led them with a 79. Will Regaler did finish up with an 88. And in Class 1A, Audubon and Coon Rapids Baird, along with Max Nielsen of Ike Manning, were at Spring Valley up by Algona. Now, Lake Mills won it with a 331. North Butler took second with a 340. Audubon was third with a 354. And Coon Rapids Baird was fifth with a 355. Now, the Crusaders were led by Preston McAllister, who shot an 86. Jacob Estrada shot an 89. Jay Remsberg led Audubon with an 85. Carter Andreessen shot a 91. And Max Nielsen finished up with a 94 yesterday for IKM Manning. Kember Boys soccer team picked up their first win of the season, out dueling Atlantic last night by a final of 4-3. Nate Overmull did have two goals and an assist last night. Isaac Evans also added a goal and an assist. While the Carroll Boys soccer team falls to Underwood last night, the final there 4-1. Christian Best did have three shots on goal. Clayton Whitel scored the lone goal, also added four shots on goal. Carroll girls soccer team falls to Atlantic by a final of 1-0 last night. Jaden Kirsch had 26 saves in the match. Mary Perkins had a shot on goal. High school baseball season got underway. Two games in the area last night featuring three of our local teams. Kemper scored four runs bottom of the first inning, but a seven-run top of the fifth gave the game to Des Moines Christian as they picked up a 15-7 victory over the Knights last night. Logan Siebenhaller went 1-for-3 with a double and an RBI, and it was Max Erlmeyer going 1-for-3 with an RBI and a run scored. Glenn Ralston also entertained Audubon. The Wheelers would pull away for a 10-4 victory for Audubon last night, Colton Hansen went 1-for-4 with the 2 run scored and an RBI. Jay Remsberg went 1-for-2 with a 2 RBI and a run scored. And for Glidden Ralston last night, John Whitfer went 1-for-4 on the night. It was also Ethan Oberding picking up a run scored and a walk. Wilson Contreras led off with a double and became the rare leadoff hitter in the first inning grand slam as the Cubs went up 8-0 last night early and beat Pittsburgh 9-0. Contreras became the 10th leadoff hitter since 1901 with a first inning grand slam. He was the first since George Springer of Houston did it against Kansas City in June of 2016. Lewis Robert hit a 2-run home run in the 10th inning after Johnny Cueto's impressive Chicago debut, and the White Sox defeated Kansas City 5-3 in the opener of a 5-game series. Cueto pitched 6 shutout innings in his first Major League start this season after being promoted from AAA Charlotte. Rest of that Major League Baseball scoreboard in the National League, Miami got by Washington 8-2. Cubs rout Pittsburgh again 9-0. Milwaukee blanked Atlanta 1-0. It was San Francisco over Colorado 7-6. And the Dodgers got by Arizona 5-4. In the American League, Minnesota slides by Oakland 3-1. White Sox downed at Kansas City 5-3. Texas knocked off the Angels 7-4. Toronto beat Seattle 6-2. It was Boston doubling up Houston 6-3. Yankees knocked off Baltimore 6-2, and Detroit got by Tampa Bay by a final of 3-2. Poppin' Circumstance played as Steph Curry stepped up to the podium after practice as he prepared with the Golden State Warriors for the Western Conference Finals, a playful makeshift moment to honor his new status as a college graduate. Curry completed his Bachelor of Arts degree in Sociology to join the Davidson College class of 2022. He fulfilled a promise to his mother, Sonia, that he would receive his degree. Local sports on the schedule for you today. We've got one event going on this afternoon. Girls Class 1A Tennis Regional Finals. Kemper looking to punch their ticket to the State Girls Tennis Tournament. They'll take on Clark of Osceola up at Sadel today. Again, a 1 o'clock start there in baseball. Coon Rapids Baird hosting IK Manning. I'll have the broadcast of the varsity game tonight on 93.7 KKRL. Should get underway sometime between 7 o'clock and 7:30. Audubon also travels to Griswold this evening. And that is a look at sports. I'm Jeff Blankman reporting.